This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The European Union is meeting today to decide what further steps to take in response to a new strain of coronavirus that's been spreading in Britain. Hong Kong has joined Switzerland, Germany, and Italy in suspending flights from the UK. Nations including Belgium, Ireland, and Canada have also suspended flights. On Sunday, France shut its border with the UK for 48 hours, meaning no trucks or ferry passengers will be able to sail to France from the port of Dover. Prime Minister Boris Johnson will meet with the government's emergency committee later today. Austria is also set to announce a ban. Bulgaria has suspended flights to and from the UK from midnight. Unlike the short-term measures in many other countries, Bulgaria's ban lasts until the 31st of January. Coronavirus cases in the UK rose by 35,928 on Sunday. That's nearly double the number recorded 7 days previously. And it was announced that a further 326 people have died within 28 days of testing positive. That brings the nation's total to 67,401. The new variant has spread quickly in London and southeast England, but health officials say there's no evidence that it is more deadly or would react differently to vaccines than the other strains. On Monday, the government pledged to provide refunds for rail and coach tickets bought for Christmas travel. Moderna Incorporated and its partners have started distributing their COVID-19 vaccine in the United States. It's the second vaccine approved for emergency use in the U.S. Shipments began leaving warehouses early Sunday for healthcare facilities around the country. The U.S. leads the world with 17.6 million cases and more than 317,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. VOA News. Preliminary results from the first local election in 12 years in the Bosnian town of Mostar on Sunday showed most votes going to the Croat and Bosniak parties, whose rivalry had left the ethnically divided town without a city council. The coalition of multi-ethnic moderate parties, known as the BH Bloc, won enough votes to act as a kingmaker in the future 35-member city council. That's according to unofficial preliminary results from the parties and election authorities. It's not clear if the two main parties will form a coalition again or enter coalitions with other smaller parties. The southern town, renowned for its Ottoman-era old bridge, is the most multi-ethnic town in Bosnia. But the Croat and Bosniak communities have been largely separated by the Neretva River since the end of the country's civil war in the mid-1990s. A union of Kenyan doctors working in government hospitals began a countrywide strike on Monday over lack of protective equipment and inadequate insurance benefits while treating COVID-19 patients. The union said on Twitter late Sunday that there had been no resolution of grievances raised over the past 8 months. Kenya's health ministry reported 349 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday with 6 fatalities. That brings the number of confirmed cases to 94,500, the number of deaths to past 1,600. Nearly three-quarters of Kenya's intensive care spaces are in the two largest cities, Nairobi and Mombasa. Hospitals in smaller communities have had to turn patients away. At least 14 doctors have died of the virus since the first coronavirus case in Kenya was confirmed in March. That's according to the doctors' union. The strike had been due to start on December 7th. It was postponed for 2 weeks to give more time for talks with the government. The United States has blamed Iran-backed militias for a rocket attack on Sunday on the heavily fortified Green Zone in Iraq's capital, which is home to the U.S. Embassy and other diplomatic outposts. Iraq's military said a so-called outlawed group fired at least 8 rockets, injuring one Iraqi soldier and damaging some buildings and cars. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad said no embassy personnel were hurt and that there was some minor damage to the compound. An embassy missile defense system was activated to deflect the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States, quote, strongly condemns the latest attack by Iran-backed militias. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.